WCFL Chicago, 259 at the Voice of Labor. I'm Dickie Shack. Sounds familiar. It's 302. I'm Dick Shannon. On a Sunday with my sweet thing.
I will love you anyway.
CFL, that's Rubies. And a nice lady, Chaka Khan, with Dick Shannon at 305.
C-A-M-C. If you want economy.
McMahon with Super News. Now you can buy any 76 AMC Pacer and get factory air conditioning absolutely free. That's right, for a limited time only, free air conditioning. An option that normally lists for $425. And you'll enjoy it in spacious comfort, because Pacer is the first wide, small car with plenty of room inside and a smooth and stable ride outside. All for a list price of only $34.99. Naturally, destination charges, dealer prep, state and local taxes, and other options are extra. So come get your free factory air at your AMC dealer today.
Save now on free air on Pacer at Glenview American, 1015 Waukegan Road in Glenview, and Highland AMC Jeep, 9400 Indianapolis Boulevard in Highland, Indiana.
These are times that call for achievement, not second-guessing. Promises delivered, not promises made today and forgotten tomorrow. President Ford has promised to put our economy back on track. And the facts tell us that he is achieving his goal. Fact. In January alone, employment increased almost 800,000, the largest monthly increase in 16 years. And more Americans are going back to work every day. Fact. Inflation has been cut in half. One of the reasons is that President Ford had the courage to say no to frantic spending programs. As the president said in his State of the Union message,
my first objective is to have sound economic growth without inflation.
The recovery continues. Inflation has slackened. This is the firm course President Ford has set, with courage and common sense. President Ford is your president. Keep him.
Paid for by the President Ford Committee.
WDHF salutes CFL and wishes them success with their new beautiful music format. Now, for the best hit music in stereo, try WDHF FM 95.5. You'll hear... ways for you to win cash.
You just won $595.51.
Oh, God, I can't believe it.
WDHF 95.5 FM.
7-Up Chicago Marriott and Allegheny Airlines salute the bicentennial with 76 holidays in history. Win one of 7,600 prizes, including trips to the bicentennial cities. Win two ways. Collect 8 presidential likenesses under 7-Up bottle caps, or find an instant winner and win immediately. Details and entry blanks at 7-Up dealers. No purchase necessary. For each free packet of 8 cap liners, send your name and address to Cap Request, Box 5059, Blair, Nebraska, 68009. Your postage refunded. Send as many separate requests as you like. Void or prohibited.
CML Chicago, weather mostly sunny, windy, and warmer this afternoon. We could get up to about 48. As a matter of fact, we are. And over that. I just noticed the temperatures here. They're brand new. Low tonight around 30. Northwest, you're up to 49 now. Southwest, officially 48. Downtown Marina City, in the loop, got 45. At CFL. CFL, everybody got the bogey fever. Those are Silvers, 311. Dick Shannon, Sunday afternoon in Chicago. Michael Scott at 4 this afternoon from CFL. CFL, 314. Biggie Shannon. Jackie Blue, where are you? Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
Jackie Blue.
CML 318, Dick Shannon, rocking on with Sly. CFL. Have fun in the summer. I know it's not summertime. It's a pretty nice day, so it makes you feel better. It's 3:20. I'm Dick Shannon.
When's the last time you enjoyed a really big, big chocolate bar? A big Three Musketeers bar. A Three Musketeers. Thick milk chocolate outside. Fluffy chocolate whipped inside.
joy.
Really big chocolate in little fun-sized Three Musketeers, too. Buy them by the bagful and save a bagful. You get so many in every bag, you can enjoy your big chocolate the fun-size way, a little at a time. Fun-size Three Musketeers bar. Like their big brothers are fluffy, not stuffy, and very big on chocolate.
A big Three Musketeers bar. A big Three Musketeers bar. Three Musketeers.
Are the so-called Stevenson delegates to the Democratic National Convention really tied to Mayor Daley? In Chicago, there's no doubt about it. Daley cronies, ward committeemen, and Daley-bossed politicians, some of whom have publicly attacked Stevenson, are now running as Stevenson delegates. If you want to send delegates to the Democratic Convention who will represent the people and not one political boss, vote for the delegates with Walker after their names. Their obligation isn't to the Daley machine, but to picking a winning Democratic president who will fight for jobs, effective criminal justice, and a strong, peaceful America. And Dan Walker has told his delegates that they are free to vote their conscience because he is not a candidate for president. Remember this Tuesday, you'll be choosing the men and women who will be choosing the next president of the United States. Make sure the people you choose speak for you and not for Mayor Daley. On Tuesday, vote Democratic. Vote for the Walker delegates to the Democratic Convention. Paid for by the Committee for Dan Walker Delegates, James G. Hatcher, Chairman.
Monday evening, CFL switches to easy listening and soft instrumentals. And to many of you, it'll be like losing an old friend. If you like rock and contemporary music and lyrics, where will you turn Tuesday? The answer? FM 96. BBM FM. Where your friends are waiting. Friends like Elton John, Paul McCartney, The Eagles, Bee Gees, Diana Ross. Friends like The Beatles, Paul Simon, Carole King, Barry Manilow, Olivia Newton-John, The Captain and Tennille, Melissa Manchester, John Denver, and many others. If their music is your music, when you say goodbye to CFL, say hello to a new friend, BBM FM. We're playing the soundtrack for the story of your life. Your music, 96 on the FM dial. Your friends are all there waiting for you.
There's a soundtrack for the story of your life. BBM
FM 96.
Love is soft water. Culligan is love.
Is this the real life?
CFL, Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, 3:30 in Chicago, Sunday afternoon, Digging Shannon, and some sweet music. CFL 333. I'm Digging Shannon, looking for a piece of the action.
You come on like a dream.
CFL and Ringo 335. I'm Digging Shannon. Hey, the flowers are coming.
Ooh, good.
McCormick Place, March 23rd, the 28th. The Chicago Flowering Garden Show will be in full swing. Get in your car. Cruise over there. CML, Roxy Music, and Love is the Drug. It's 338. I'm Diggy Shannon. Hi, here's one for you. Oh, boy, the first time the green stripe was painted down State Street in St. Patrick's Day was 1956, and it hasn't missed a St. Patty's Day since. That's tradition. It's also tradition that Chicagoland tavern keepers make a special effort to help us celebrate warm spirits, good fun, and cold. Schlitz beer. Sure, Schlitz is another Chicago tradition. Has been for over a century. That's why in this town, there's just one word for beer, Schlitz, and you know it.
Billy Crash Craddock for Schlitz.
When it's right, you know it. When it's good, ooh, you feel it. When it's clean and it's crisp, like that great taste of Schlitz, you know it. You gotta know it.
Yeah, there's just one word for beer, and you know it's Schlitz, because they've been improving the skills of brewing for over a century.
There's just one word for beer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to present radio history. The next sound you hear has never been heard on this station before.
WLS.
And now, a history-making announcement.
After Monday, Chicago will have only one major rock and roll station on the AM dial. That, of course, is WLS Music Radio. And while all of us at WLS wish our former competitors the best of luck, We know that some of you may wish to continue listening to contemporary music. So we invite you to join us Tuesday at 8:90 on your radio dial. WLS. Now, more than ever, the rock of Chicago.
WLS.
If you're driving a late model Buick, Oldsmobile, Chrysler, or even Cadillac, you're important to at least one Cadillac dealer in Chicago. Hanley Dawson, Cadillac. And you could be driving a 1976 Cadillac. We have them. At prices from under $7,000. And we have customers waiting for your car. Obviously, you're important to us. Respectfully, Hanley Dawson Cadillac. 630 North Rush at Ontario.
Chicago weather, mostly sunny, windy, and warmer for us this afternoon. Looks pretty nice out there. Up above 48 today. Tonight, low around 30. Northwest 49, southwest 48. Downtown Marine City in the loop. I've got 45 at CFL. That's Kiss. Brand new music for them. It's 3:43. I'm Dickie Shannon. This is Gary Wright. Sunday afternoon. The Dream Weaver, CFL.
I've just closed my eyes again.
CFL, 3:46. Dick Shannon. And
orders have finally arrived.
Thank goodness we've been trapped here for 12 weeks.
The men are... Well, open it, sir.
I can't.
What?
It doesn't have an Easter seal on it.
So what, sir?
People should use Easter seals. It shows you care about people.
What about us people, sir?
We'll be all right, soldier.
Sir, we're out of ammunition and food.
That's all right. We'll use our bare hands and eat our boots.
Can I steam it open?
You bite your lip, soldier.
I'm sorry. I don't know what came...
People notice when you use Easter seals. It says, you're helping the Easter Seal Society help the handicapped.
It's 3:49. I'm Jim Frank, WCFL News. The talk on the airways this Sunday is of politics. Washington Senator Henry Jackson criticizing former Georgia Governor Jimmy Carter's campaign promises to cut the federal bureaucracy while also setting up a national health care program. Jackson didn't mention Carter by name on NBC's Meet the Press, but said that you can't have a national health plan and talk about administering it with a small program. Jackson says he doesn't oppose big programs, just inefficient ones. Carter admitted in another interview, CBS has faced the nation, that he has no details of plans. He says that right now, how he feels about accomplishing it is something that he only knows and isn't important to the voters. But what is important, says Carter, is that they know there will be, if I'm in the White House, a national health insurance program. Another major Democratic candidate, Alabama Governor George Wallace, was also interviewed today on ABC's Issues and Answers. He predicted he will arrive at the Democratic National Convention with more than the 400 delegates he controlled 4 years ago. Wallace says he'll do well in Illinois' primary this coming Tuesday, a presidential beauty contest in a delegate race, but he didn't predict victory. On the Republican side, President Ford is back at the White House today, resting after his swing through Illinois and North Carolina. His rival, former California Governor Ronald Reagan, is back in California. A poll published in today's Chicago Sun-Times shows Governor Walker and Secretary of State Michael Hollett running even in the Democratic governor's primary. The poll shows Walker 3% percentage points ahead. The chairman of Project LEAP, Legal Elections in All Precincts, this afternoon has charged misuse of absentee ballots on Chicago's North Side, 49th Ward, and he wants the Cook County State's Attorney's Office to investigate that situation. Thomas Roser charges that absentee ballots are being given out to persons who claim to be disabled, but in fact are healthy enough to go to the polling places. Roser says some of the persons, a matter of fact, are going to be working on Election Day. Others, he says, will probably go shopping on Election Day. Meanwhile, Chicago Election Board head John Hanley says if the LEAP group turns over its complaints to his office, the allegations will be investigated. Hanley held a press conference this afternoon and predicted that Tuesday's
primary election will be the best supervised election in the history of the board. Hanley says there will be two shifts of investigators and attorneys to ensure the proper administration of the election and the tallies. The board attorneys will also be manning telephones at Election Central in City Hall to receive election complaints on Tuesday. That number to call, by the way, for election complaints is 269-7870. President Anwar Sadat has proposed termination of Egypt's friendship and cooperation treaty with Moscow because he says the Soviets are, in his words, playing a cat-and-mouse game with him. The United States exploded today what could be one of the last underground hydrogen bomb tests. If a treaty with the Soviet Union limiting such testing is signed, the bomb, a power yield of up to a million tons of TNT, shook buildings in Las Vegas, about 100 miles away. The price of bread, milk, and other foods in Israel are expected to increase about 25% as the government tries to get the country's economy back on its feet. Semi-official radio reports today also predict a slight devaluation of the Israeli pound, as well as about a 10% increase in the price of gasoline in Israel. Military confrontation in Lebanon moved closer to fact today, with rebel military commanders in Beirut threatening to oust defiant President Suleiman Fanji by force if he doesn't get out of his hilltop palace stronghold. Violence in Northern Ireland continues as the Irish Republican Army threatens a new bombing campaign against Britain. In sports, the first genuine note of optimism has emerged from the baseball negotiations. Major League owners have presented the players with another proposal, details of which are not available. On the heels of that, Baseball Commissioner Bowie Kuhn has predicted the 1976 season will open on time, but he didn't go so far as to say that he will order spring training camps open. Chicago's weather from WCFL, mostly sunny and windy this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler with a low around 30. Monday, cloudy with a high in the lower 40s. It's 49 degrees at O'Hare, 48 degrees at Midway, and 45 degrees here at Marina City. You're listening to WCFL.
And get yourself free.
CFL, Diggy Shannon, 358. Wonderful people. I'm sure as hell gonna miss you. Be good. CFL Chicago, 4 o'clock at the Voice of Labor. And I'm Michael Scott.